has got to say this morning.
I
was having fun giving announcements. I'm dreading to go into them. So, it is amazing how God will work. I'm sitting there, I'm listening to His Excellency, Mr. Mwalusi, taking all the scriptures and all the words and the phrases that I'm going to use here. I wish he should have done it for 45 minutes, then it would have been a score settled. But well, the Lord is good.
He
actually gave me comfort to say it means I'm on the right track. It actually confirmed to say that I'm a mouthpiece this morning. Amen.
Hallelujah.
We're going to pray right now. Let me just pray for us.
Amen.
Before we go into the word. Father, we want to thank you. Faithful God, the one who opens heavens above us this morning.
Yes, Lord.
We glorify your name. Mm. Paraclete, Holy Spirit, teacher, leader.
Yes, Lord.
Advocate, we acknowledge your presence. You are faithful in your ministry, and we commit ourselves to you. We acknowledge that we can never preach, we can never do this service without
yes,
you.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
We pray and ask that you break the word for us.
Jesus' name.
Reveal Jesus
yes, Lord.
To us
yes, Lord.
This morning.
Yes, Father.
From all walks where we come from this morning, I pray that you will summarize us, you will consolidate us into one pot.
Yes, Lord.
And cook us, Father God.
Yes, Lord.
And may we become your righteousness and your fragrance
yes,
in 2024.
Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
I pray, Father God, for all the determinations, for all the intentions, and for all the resolutions in the heart,
Lord.
Spoken or unspoken.
Yes,
seen or unseen,
yes,
we commit them to you. We commit ourselves this service, spirit, soul, and body. And it is you who will give this service a personality
yes,
and a taste, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you for the spirit of salvation that is at work in this place.
Hallelujah.
Let all intentions of heaven
yes, Lord.
Become
yes,
this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
So, my topic this morning is trusting God in 2024. Trusting God in 2024. Hallelujah. And as I was listening to the scripture reading, I was thinking that this topic of trust and faith, it's a very vast topic. And as I was preparing to come up here, I was also thinking that it is true what the Bible says, that we must gather together and remind each other. Amen.
Amen.
So let me just begin with the definitions of these two words, trust and faith. I see that we are all here. I see faces that I've not seen in years, and I'm encouraged. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
So for the purpose of this teaching and this preaching this morning, I know that we say faith is the substance of things unseen, the evidence. Okay, substance
of things hoped for.
Things hoped for.
And the evidence of things not seen.
Yes. But allow me to use the definitions that will trigger the understanding for this teaching. Amen. So, trust, according to the dictionary, it's a firm belief in the reliability, truth, or ability of someone or something. Must mark the word reliability. Ability. And truth. Then this thing or this car or this person is trustworthy. Then you can rely on it or on him. And then faith, it is explained as a complete trust. Or confidence in someone or something. Completely, complete trust. In Greek, both words mean the same thing. They are called pistis. It is pistis. They are like kind of synonyms. They mean one and the same thing, trust and faith.
Amen.
And then in some way, you cannot have faith in something or someone if you don't trust them. Amen.
Amen.
So the question now is, I just want us to go a little back to the basics and rushing through. When do we learn to trust? Look at the person next to you. When did you learn to trust anything or someone? You will realize that they can't tell you last year or 6 months ago. According to the research that was done by a psychoanalyst called Erik Erikson, he says that trust is learned between 9 months and 3 years of a child, of a baby. Yes, up to 3 years. Amen. So, when a child is born, they learn to trust the first person that they see. And there is no disappointment there. There is no wavering of trust. And because of they trust the mother. It is the mother in this case. Because when a child is born, the first person that they see is the mother. Although these days we are there, sometimes when our children are born, we are there. So the first person that the child sees is the father. And then the father gives them to the mother. Yeah, we are there. Banna! Yeah. So, mother, for the purpose of this teaching, let's use a mother. So,
yeah.
So when a child is born, sees the mother, trust, and this child will begin to learn to trust from the mother. And then there will be siblings and the babysitter. Because the father is the source, they can't learn to trust the father. The father is automatic. So is the babysitter, the helper, the siblings, the cousins. Amen.
Amen.
Are you following with me? So the child trusts. They know nothing about disappointment. Mistrust. All that they know that this is the mother. When I'm hungry, she will breastfeed me or give me a bottle. That is why, Bazalwane, you can bear witness with me. And I did this. Have you seen when Utsuri Spunu Jisangwana?
When you feed their child.
And they trust you. They look at the bowl.
Balibella skotlolo.
They trust you that you'll take the spoon and fetch from the bowl and bring to the mouth.
Batlo go tsapor o tlotsa dijo mo skotlolong o ba jesa.
And then you take the spoon.
O botsa le sone.
You put it in the bowl.
O boletsenya mo skotlolong.
And then never airplane.
O boetsa airplane.
Flama machine. And the child is looking and his hope, the child is hoping that the spoon is coming and you bring it a little bit and then, hey, airplane.
O dlala dlala ka ngwana elo fela mo dlalisa re mo gailise o go lebeletse ka tsholofelo re tlo mo jesa.
That's where trust is broken.
Ke
gone
mo tshepo yone e senyega mo teng.
They don't trust you anymore. So we are actually guilty.
Ke rona ba le gore na le molato.
Of establishing. So if you've got a child now, don't play the aeroplane thing with this child. Once the spoon is from the bowels to the mouth, trust. I've seen a video of a friend of mine, a colleague. This child, they did the aeroplane. And the child looked at the helper. It was the helper that was doing that. And then when the helper decided they're going to bring into the mouth, he beat the and it's a small baby, he beat the whole porridge out of the spoon. And from there she struggled to reestablish the eating relationship. Can you imagine? Do you understand? So children today, they are not like us who would wait for the aeroplane. Today they can beat the hand that feeds them because of their impatience. And they don't trust you anymore. Amen.
Amen.
So right there, may we be cautioned. When it's time to feed the baby, feed the baby. We must learn how to build trust and faith into these children. So that's from that young age, that's where trust and mistrust is developed. And when you grow up, you interact with the society, with the family.
Yes,
a lot happens. The parents, they promise you something.
They
disappoint you. They say they're going to fetch you. They don't fetch you. So what happens? You learn to have alternatives and plan Bs. All in violation of trust and faith. Amen.
Amen.
You fall in love. You get cheated. No longer believe in love. You get married. And then there's a pastor and there are vows. And then you get divorced. Faith and trust gone. Do you understand how these things get established? Now in
2023,
you might have experienced all these things that I'm talking about and even more. I say come, let's reason together now. I speak like Isaiah. I'm inviting you to say, let's look at our life. Let's look back at what happened and try to reset and enter into 2024 with a different mindset. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you ready? So that's why it's important for parents. That's why it is important for children to be raised well so that they become responsible adults. So according to what I've said so far, it means we are all a product who we are and how we behave and how we trust and not trust. It is a product of how we were reared up. It is for that reason that I believe that Proverbs 22 verse 6 is correct and is true. When it says, start children off on the way they should go. And even when they are old, they will not turn from it. Amen.
Amen.
Already I've told you about feeding them. Stop the aeroplane thing. Intentionally to establish trust and faith. They love me now. Amen. But what causes trust and faith to dwindle? Okay, I just want us to look at these four aspects, if time will permit us. Yeah, these are the enemies of faith and trust. The first one is past betrayals or history. Oh yeah, there are five.
Okay, get it.
And the other one is doubt. You cannot have faith and trust and doubt coexisting.
Amen.
Amen. And the third one is fear. You cannot have fear and faith coexisting. And the fourth one is, did I say doubt? Ne?
Yeah.
The fourth one is worry. You cannot worry and believe and trust at the same time. And the last one, that is very dangerous. It is human reasoning, logic. Yeah, this one in Yaganda Tensani, there are a lot of us who must be delivered on this. Yeah. Human reasoning. So you cannot have faith and reason at the same time. But let me not go ahead of myself. Amen.
Amen.
So according to what I've said, our betrayal, our history, impacts in a long way our current life. So, unfortunately, that brings us even unto God. So, when you are born again, when you meet the Lord, you bring the same head.
Okay.
The same attributes, the same attitudes. It's not like that when you get born again, they cut this off. That is not trusting. That has got history and they give you a new head. It's the same head. Disappointed as you are in life, you get born again. Now, there's a lot of work that must happen for you to unlearn, to begin to know who Jesus is, what is the will of the Father, and to begin to trust. That is why, Pastor Lwane, we are all not in the same wavelength in terms of faith and trust. Some of us, We must break steel walls before our faith and trust can come. For some, it's a little bit easier. Do you have a witness? There are people who have been born again for years, but still they don't trust. They do not have faith. I say there are people who have been born again for a long time, but they're still struggling to cultivate faith and they're still trying to trust God. Amen.
Amen.
And daily they deal with these four enemies of faith. And it's not their doing, it's how, it's where they come from.
Amen.
Amen. But there is enough grace for us to be covered. Amen.
Amen.
That is why Romans chapter 12, verse 2, it's appropriate. It challenges us to transform and not to conform. Can we look at it? It says, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
Amen.
Amen.
The
same mind. It takes determination. It takes vulnerability. It takes willingness. You see, that's why the Bible is it does not say somebody must, it says, do not, you must not conform to the pattern of this world. So when you come and be born again, the best thing that you know is where you come from. The most reliable place is where you come from. That's what you trust. There's a way you used to do things. And they used to work. Now the Bible says, be transformed by the renewing of the same mind. Then you'll be able to test and approve what God's will is. Amen.
Amen.
So it is very important that we must let go of our past. And without guarding, give ourselves to God. So in 2024, there's a prayer that we need to pray and say, search me, O Lord, and see if you find any thing that may hinder my walk with you. Because I want you to be my anchor. Amen.
Amen.
Are you ready to do that? Hallelujah. I love what KB said. He said, see, I'm doing a new thing. Can't you perceive it? So there is a clear call of God into the new out of the old. Amen.
Amen.
Let's look at the second one, faith versus worry. Let's be real, Bazalwane. As we're sitting here, we worry about different things right now. Somebody's worried about the child school issues. Somebody's worried about the debit orders that didn't go through in December. And they're going to double debit in January. It's a problem. No, these are the real issues of life. Yeah, we are all worried. Somebody's worried about their job situation. But tell me, according to experience, has worry changed anything? Is there anyone in our midst who can lift up his hand and said, I worried and the Lord changed it?
Or
I worried and it stopped.
Or
is there anyone? Let's look at the book of Luke chapter 22. Luke chapter 12.
Luke 12:25.
Yeah, it says, who of you by worrying can add a single hour to your life? And then verse 26 says, now since you cannot do this very little thing, why? Why do you worry about the rest? So, we cannot worry and trust God at the same time. We cannot worry and have faith at the same time. But we need to bring to God every issue in our heart to Him. Amen.
Amen.
Actually, at least that's what the Bible encourages us to do. But when we worry, even biologically, we will frustrate our bodies. We will be sick and hospitalized. And names will be placed on our files. Among those names, there's a name called depression. Anxiety. And then, drip. And then, you'll be in hospital for a few years, for a few months. So I want to declare, none of us sitting here or hearing my voice will go to hospital because you've got depression, because you worry about something that you cannot change. None of you. Amen. And I'm declaring this upon those who believe and upon those who do not believe. I refuse that you will go to hospital because of you are worried. Whether you are worried, give it to God.
Whether your child is on drugs or nyaope,
you are just a steward. If you don't believe me, study the word of God, it will tell you. Amen.
Amen.
What are the effects of worry? Number one, worry weakens your trust in God. It says to you, God cannot do it. And that's why you must worry about it. Studies have shown that worry is a companion of stress and anxiety, and that affects our health. And then it affects even the state of our mind. Amen.
Amen.
And then, like I'm saying, people are hospitalized because they're thinking about the same thing over and over and over and over and over and over again until hypertension comes. They cannot smile. And then I don't know, but there are certain muscles on your face. that are rejuvenated by a smile. So can you please smile? Just smile. There are muscles. Some of you, you'll be sick because you don't smile a lot. No, I'm serious. So when you smile,
how when I smile,
something happens to your body and to your spirit, and you stay out of hospital, and you stay out of sickness. You don't eat pills. You just smile.
When I smile, I feel.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
A little anxiety is good. Like the one that I had this morning, you know. It's good. A little bit of anxiety and a little bit of anxiety, it's important so that you must not take things for granted. You must, you know. Yes. When they say you're going to preach, it's normal to be a little bit anxious. But it should not be that I come here, I greet you, and I fall down. Because I can't look at you. Verily, verily, I say unto you, you shall call it demonic. And you will want to deliver me.
Amen.
Anxiety, it's okay, just small, you know, holy anxiety. I don't know if there's such a thing, but divine anxiety, the kind that God sends just to unsettle you and shake you into his path. So anxiety, worry is triggered outwardly, Mara. It affects you inwardly. There are triggers that can worry you. So that is why whenever you approach any situation, that is worrisome. You need faith. And you need to pray. And commit it to the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Because if we don't do that, worry can result in us taking action against something or someone and then regret later. Amen. Because worry can make us vulnerable. Amen.
Amen.
So I want you to hear, I want you to say, I will not worry in 2024. Amen.
Amen.
Worry will be triggered. Because we must be real, we are on earth. But my prayer is that your tank of faith will be more fuller than any capacity of faith that can be. Amen.
Amen.
So that when worry comes, faith must be able to swallow worry.
Amen.
Amen. So what can we do about worry? Jesus tells us, do not worry. Matthew 6:34. It says, therefore, do not worry about tomorrow. For tomorrow will worry about itself. Because each day has enough of its own. Amen. I love it. It says each day has enough trouble of its own. So imagine if you want to worry every day of the week. So you've got worry times five or worry times seven, where will you be by the end of the year?
Where will you
365. This year it's a leap year. It's 366.
Yeah.
Nahan. 366 of worry.
366 days.
Amen.
Amen.
So the Bible cautions us.
Yeah.
And it instructs us not to worry about tomorrow. And Bazalwani, most of us were worried about tomorrow. We are worried that we are nearing pensionable age and we have never achieved this and that. You're worried about whether your children will be married or they will get married or not. You're worried whether you will live or die from whatever. You are worried whether you will be married by next year or not. So we are worried about tomorrow. And guess what? God is looking at us. He's been there. He knows. Why don't you knuckle in Him?
And relax.
And don't worry, be happy. I mean, nothing will be added on your life. Not the day, the Bible says, not the day will be added because of where now you are
worried.
One of the principles that I've learned, and I knew, but I was reminded, one day my wife was in hospital, and I go there to check, and when I got out, I was waiting for the lift, I pressed that button, the lift is not coming. And I think I waited for about 15 minutes, and that was too long. And two ladies, two white ladies, they come. And they look happy. They look like they were not coming to check somebody from hospital the way they were.
Radiant.
Radiant.
Yeah, but
and I said to them, just when they appeared, the lift came. Me being me. I interrogated them. I said, how come when you appear, the lift appears? And I asked them as we walk in. And they said to me, they say, because we asked. Hey, Bazalwan. Babutsa pastor, so.
Asking the pastor.
Kiri, you asked. But yeah. Then they preached to me. They say, actually, we asked when we left home for a parking. And when we arrived, somebody moved out and we parked. And when we left the ward, we asked for the lift to be ready available. And voila.
And
they said to me, the Bible encourages us to ask so that our joy may be made full. I didn't tell them I was a pastor at that point. I only had God realigning me. That night I didn't sleep. I took a list of things that I want to ask. I asked. The prayer was simple. Father, I ask for this. Now, one of the things that I asked for was for my wife to be healed and to be released. So the following day, I go to the hospital, I said, hey, I've asked the Lord that to be released. And then she was discharged the following day. So I realized that James was correct.
John
was correct. John chapter 16, verse 24. It is the verse that those two angels in the lift brought to me. It says, until now. Look at your neighbor. Look at your neighbor. Help me preach. Tell them, until now. You have not asked for anything in my name. Ask. Ask. And you will receive. And your joy. Your joy will be complete.
Amen.
They told me that I must ask. And when I went home, I read John 16, it says, until now. So I was asking myself, what have I been praying? What has been happening? Where have we been now? But God proved to me, I asked not only my wife, but all the people that were in the cubicle. They went home to their loved ones. Because we asked.
Amen.
But let me just put a disclaimer to it. James chapter 4, verse 3. Has got a disclaimer. James chapter 4, verse
3.
It has a disclaimer. It says now, when you ask, you do not receive. Maybe this is the reason why I've been asking Svagasone. It is because you ask with wrong motives that you may spend what you get on your pleasures. So if you've been asking something from God and it has not yet come, what do you check? The what?
Your motives and attitudes.
The motives.
Amen.
Yeah. Ne? Just check the motive.
Check
yeah. And because our motive was okay. The motive of the ladies was that the lift must come so that they go home. My motive was that my wife must come home so that we remain married at home. That was a noble motive before God. Amen. Because God saw that I lost weight. I was not eating properly. Because she's not there. And then I asked. God responded. So don't lose hope in
2024.
Check motives. Remain encouraged to ask. Amen.
Amen.
So the other thing that we do with worry is we read and study the Bible. And hear what it says about worry. And do it.
Are you hearing what I'm saying?
The word will be taught from here. God will speak to you personally through the Bible, your own Bible. Ask God to help you to practice that word and move out of worry. The Psalms and Proverbs, always they've got motivation, encouragement, and they've got everything, every weapon against worry.
Diare rotloetsa, diare namatsa, dinale di betsa sengwe le sengwe se tlang ka tshwenya go tshwenya ga gore ka go wara.
Like I've said, ask God.
Ya ka kirile kopa modimo.
To eliminate anxiety.
Gore a tlose go etsaetsege mo go
wena. And worry and stress.
Go wara le go nna le stress.
From your mind and from your heart.
Go tswe mo pelong ya go le mo menagane wa gago.
He says, up to now you have not asked, so ask.
Are go tloga go fithlela gone ano a ise re kope ya no kopang.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I must be careful with time.
Tsentse ke le tlhokana go.
Faith versus fear.
Tumelo kgatlhano le poifo.
2 Timothy verse 1, it says that for God has not given us a spirit of fear but of power and of a love and of a sound mind. Akir.
Modimo ha re fa moya wa go boifa re file wa lerato le wa tlhaloganyo e edileng.
Yeah, but let's look at this story on Matthew chapter 8 verse 23 to 26.
Are lebelle story sko Matthew 8 verse 23 to 26.
Matthew 8 23 to 26 and then it says
Matthew 8 23 to 26.
Then he got into the boat and his disciples followed him. This was Jesus.
Oh, okay, marna Jesus o tsene mo moseki mo mokorong baruta ba masala morago.
Suddenly a furious storm came up on the lake. So that the waves swept over the boat. But Jesus was sleeping. The disciples went and woke him up, saying, Lord, save us. We are going to drown. He replied, you of little faith, why are you so afraid? Then he got up and rebuked the winds and the waves. And it was completely calm. Amen.
Amen.
He woke up, rebuked the waves and the storms. And suddenly it was quiet.
Now,
in 2023, you might have faced storms. And different kinds of storms. And you dealt with them. The way you dealt with them. In 2024, you will deal with storms. May your faith not fail. I cannot stand here and tell you that the storm is over. Storms in 2024 will yet
come.
But they will find you standing sure in faith. Amen.
Amen.
Because looking at the normal, at the storm with the natural eye, looking at the kind of problems that are stormy in your life,
and you
focusing on the storms can make you forget that God created them. And he told them, you will, even the sea, you can only roll up to here and not beyond. So it is better to trust and to have faith in God, who made the storms. And that's why he could call them to order. In Jesus. So in 2023, you face storms. Some storms knocked you down. Because your faith wavered. But we are here to recharge and to confirm to you and to agree with you that your faith is stronger than the storms that you will face in 2024. And it is a decision, and it is a decision that you've got to make consciously. That the 2024 is the year of intentional growth. So you are not going to grow by accident or by surprise. Your faith will be intentionally growing up. What you could not achieve in 2023, in 2024, by faith, you will achieve it. If you believe it, say amen, and so shall it be unto you. Amen.
Amen.
Let's look at faith against doubt. I'm persuaded that some of you already know who will be my example. Many people are familiar with the story of Peter walking on the water. Matthew chapter 14, verse 22 to 29. We'll read it. Immediately, Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of him to the other
side.
While he dismissed the crowd, it was after they served them the fish and the bread. After he had dismissed them, he went up on a mountain by himself to pray. Later that night, he was still there alone. And the boat was already at considerable distance from the land. It was buffeted by the waves because the wind was against it. Shortly before dawn, Jesus went out to them walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified.
They say he's a ghost.
And he cried out. And they cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, take courage. It is I. Don't be afraid. Brapita. Lord, if it's you, tell me to come to you on the water. Come. Jesus said. Now, in 2023, there are a lot of opportunities that you saw at first glance. You knew that this is mine. This job is mine.
This is my job.
And it was yours.
And it was yours.
Until you interview.
Who is joining you or who is invited for an interview with you?
The number
Yeah. Well, yeah, then you become discouraged and say, if this one is invited.
Until Utler, who again has put their bid on that same project. Amen.
Amen.
There are things that you've got conviction, that you had conviction about in 2023. Because when you looked at them, the heavens and the earth and everything else agreed with you. When Peter saw Jesus, he said, you know, he was adventurous. So I dare you, Please, in 2024, be adventurous with God. Take that chance with God. In 2024, risk it out. Fata guns. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I say in 2024, go for it.
Be adventurous.
You are not alone.
How knows?
Peter walked on the water.
Peter rose amele mo godimo ga metsi.
And he walked.
Ena tsamang.
The Bible says he came.
Bibele re utlile.
He came and it says to me he was almost by Jesus.
Bibele re na sala gaofi le mo rena Jesus.
And he began to sing.
Aba
to sing.
Aba noela.
When he sang,
ga noela yalo.
Jesus reach out and picked him up.
That
is why I say risk it out. He's got your back.
He will
catch you when you fall. When you risk in him. When you risk in him. Through him. He will catch you when you fall.
All
right, Basalwan. Let me ask you a question. If you don't believe me, you have not risked anything. You've just been too careful for the past 50 years. What have you benefited? You've been so careful for the past year. Just risk it out.
Oh,
I'm not meaning that one now. Maybe I must put the disclaimer and be careful. I'm not saying take your house and place it on hold and then they take your house and they run away. And then you do not have a house because somebody ran away with it.
I'm not saying go and pawn your house.
But what I'm saying is apply for the job. Start that business. Let the Holy Spirit guide you. Be bold in it. Buy those materials, but what do you hear? Toilet the area VIP. Ireke 2024.
Okay, buy those toilets.
We brand
them and brand them.
Meshach's miracle.
What do you hear?
You will make money. I'm talking about calculated risk in the Lord. That business plan, and then so we yet we be put it into practice this year.
Business plan, give it food, give it feed, take it to God.
And don't go to common places. Go to places where angels dare to walk, because Peter was the only one who said, Ara, tell us to come.
Peter,
he did not say, if it's you, tell us to come. He says, tell me, let me come, tell me. And Jesus said, come. And then there were spectators. Others were looking. And I'm sure they were saying, Peter Fata Guns. Hey, Peter will sing. Now, Peter listened to the waves. And he was excited and he listened to the sound. And the ear took the sound to the heart. And then he began to. Now, we all know where the economy is now. We all know where it is. But there is the kingdom economy. There is the Chronos and the Kairos. What time is it in your life? It's between you and God. I'm encouraging you. It is not the time of the Chronos, it is the Kairos in your life. Do not listen to the howling winds and storms of life in 2024. Focus on God.
Amen.
And desire the works of your faith to manifest. So that in 2024, when you say you've got faith, you can show works.
Gore ka 2024 ga e fela ga o rona le tumelo o bo bontsha ditiro.
Doubt
go belaela
is caustic to the truth.
Go palisa gore o fitlhele nnete ya Modimo.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, how I wish we can all be adventurous. So,
tsena, take chances.
Do it.
Idire.
Buy it.
Tsena mo go yone e reke.
Amen.
Amen.
The paraclete is with you. You'll confirm it to you.
Mothusu na le wena o tlo go netefaletsa.
Be spontaneous in the Lord.
Tiboga mo moreneng.
When you fall, he'll catch you.
How wa tlo go thusa ska
re. He never left Peter alone.
A isa tlogele Peter le nosi.
Amen.
Amen.
Let me just take this moment. Let's look at the power of faith. What faith can do. Maybe we've been vessering it with these enemies, but let's look at Matthew chapter 21, verse 18 to 21.
Matthew 21, verse 18 to 21.
Amen.
Amen.
Early in the morning, as Jesus was on his way back to the city, he was hungry. Seeing a fig tree by the road, he went up to eat but found nothing on it except leaves. He said to it, may you never bear fruit again. Then what happened? May you never bear fruit again. Immediately the tree withered. Amen.
Amen.
What did Jesus do? Did he touch it? He only spoke. And then they were worried. They said, what kind of faith is this? When they saw this, they were amazed. How did the fig tree wither so quickly? They asked. Jesus replied, truly, I tell you, if you have faith and do not doubt, not only can you do what was done to the fig tree, but also you can say to this mountain, go throw yourself into the sea and it will be done. Saints, let's stop here. But I want to challenge you. Challenge yourself as well. In 2024, you will change your walk. You will lift up your relationship with God. You've stayed on this mountain for too long. Things have not changed. Let us change the input. Let us change the way we do things. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we can all only do this when we have met the master of life, who is the way, the truth, and the life.
The
Bible says that we have read that up to now you have not asked anything in my name. It was Jesus. And he says, ask so that your joy may be fulfilled. You may be here in our midst. You do not know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And you feel like you cannot ask in his name. Today, you can take the decision. You can give your life to Christ. You can qualify to ask in his name and receive your petitions in the new year, there to walk with power, fulfilled, with our eyes closed. I want to invite everyone who's here and want to say, Pastor, I want to receive Jesus as my Lord and Savior. I want to ask him legitimately. And you may also be here and say, I've backslidden. I used to walk with him. I used to ask. But I fell by the wayside. If you are also here, you can raise up your hand and we can help you to slide back to the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Anyone who wants to take Jesus as Lord and Savior? This morning,